Should we throw up the signal?
No, not that signal. That's 12:30. Yes, that's the wrong one. So let's put up the other signal. Why not?
Garden.
Where is he? What if it's cloudy and he can't
Garden.
See it?
Radio superstar.
Gordon.
Oh no. The Gord fading away?
The Gordmobile. Maybe at a flat.
Is it traffic?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I don't know. We are getting some response, though, about...
I see a shadow.
Yeah,
I think... him? Will he emerge from
you
the shadow?
You know what? I think maybe he's on delay.
Is he?
Maybe that's what it is. Oh, my gosh! Look at
is that
it.
Him?
There he is right there!
He's here!
For some reason, today the signal was on delay.
You made it.
We were worried about you.
Sorry, I was in with the big boss in there getting fired, so... Anyway,
is this the,
I guess this is my final.
Is this the farewell tour?
It's the farewell.
Man, please.
Tragical history tour.
Have you ever been fired before?
Yes, I have. I have. I don't think in radio have I been fired. I don't know. So I was fired at my movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you owned the movie theater.
Head
and they
projectionist,
fired you.
Yes. I was the head projectionist there. And
what'd they say to you? Did they say you're fired?
For some reason, here I was probably 19, I think, at the time, and I got into a power struggle with the manager of the movie theater as to whose place was this going to be. I'm just a head projectionist. But yeah, so he and I never really got along, and so he ended up firing me. I can't remember how all that went down. So I lost my job there. I got fired, I guess fired from TV. At Channel 8, when I had my Channel 8 show, because oh, we...
Did they tell you we no longer need your
years.
Services?
Well, we got canceled.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah. I mean, that didn't feel like a firing, because I was still really close with the GM, and he felt bad, you know, even delivering this information that they couldn't continue doing the show and everything. It didn't feel like a firing, although I guess it was, because I... didn't have the job anymore.
Yeah. I've never been fired before.
Really?
Really?
No.
Man.
I'll get fired from here.
No, you
like,
won't.
You're not going to go your whole entire life and not get fired from a job.
Your luck doesn't last.
Right, right.
And that's good for me because I've been fired multiple times.
Really?
Yeah.
What for? I don't know that I want to know the answer to this.
Well,
to
no,
be quite
I mean,
honest
it's.
With you. I'm
I mean,
sure
just,
I could look it
in
up
my
online.
My radio career, flipping off a refrigerator.
I could find it in newspapers, but
I'm sure. Yeah, there it is. Because you can always believe everything that is on the internet about, especially about me. It's
now,
all true.
The only time I got my first job at a bank when I was 15, and it was great. I loved it, but it was downtown.
Wait, you can work at a bank when you're 15?
I wasn't a teller.
Did you lie about your age?
No, no.
Because I thought you had to be 16 to work.
I got that? The, but it was downtown.
Wait, you can work at a bank when you're 15?
I wasn't a teller.
Did you lie about your age?
No. No.
Because I thought you had to be 16 to work.
I got that? In like May. And
I'm
then
math man.
August, I turned 16.
But they hired you as a 15-year-old.
Yeah. I didn't think I was going to get it. They interviewed and got it. Didn't lie about it or anything.
Okay. And, what'd you do there?
I was in the check processing department.
What did that involve?
Man, it involved bundling all the checks, and you printed out these. I guess that's where they had to go to the different institutions. I really don't remember, but it was awesome because I was working around a whole bunch of older folks, man, that would supposedly take young fella under their wing and teach me the ropes. It was really fun. And the only reason I didn't go back, because I worked there my whole entire senior year of high school. And all leading up to college. But then I thought I was too cool to ride the city bus downtown. So I got another job instead of working back at the bank. And I should have gone back because I
drove
loved
bus.
It. They wanted me back so badly. And I was just too cool. It's so dumb.
So what kind of job did you do instead of that?
I worked at Highland Superstores. I was a cashier.
Oh, yeah. Did you tell us about that recently?
Electronics store. That was great. It was fun, but it was right down the street from my grandparents' house, so I could just walk.
That's nice.
And I thought, why am I giving up this job at the bank, which is great?
I just don't understand what was so fun about the job at the bank.
Me neither.
It was fun. I worked different shifts. I worked 3 to 11.
That's not that fun.
No, dude, it was awesome.
You were around all that money?
All those checks?
Yeah, and you love checks? No one used to write
checks.
I wrote a check today. Now, where are we at? We're number 4 now for the month?
This is why you're still in the back pocket of Big Check, as you have this background in checks.
Did you quit? Like, you told him, hey, I'm moving on, or I quit. You gave
him
a notice.
Or you just stopped showing up.
Yeah.
No.
See, I would do that. There was one job that I just ghosted.
I've done that.
I was
afraid they were going to kill me. So.
Doorman at the Improv.
Really?
Yeah.
In Addison?
No, they actually used to have a Dallas one.
Right.
Like at Walnut Hill area or Meadow, or I forget where it was exactly, in Central. And I was the door guy there for like 3 months. The job didn't last that long, and I think I just stopped showing up.
Did you ever have to kick anybody out or anything? I mean, like a bouncer, or like you just took tickets?
No, not really. I just took tickets, and I think I sat people. You know, you'd look at the seating chart.
Interesting.
And see, and then I would also, the best part of that job, though, was driving the comedians. Like, one of the door guys would have to go and pick up the comedian at their hotel and then bring them down to the Improv to perform. And I always loved it when I got to do that because, you know, a lot of times you're meeting comedians that you watched on TV.
Who's the most famous one in your car?
You know, probably it's interesting because the guy is not so, now he's not so respected as, it's not like he's the biggest comedian ever, but he may be one of the richest guys that I've ever had, and that's Byron Allen. Like, Byron Allen owns, I don't know if it's...
How did he get so loaded?
Did he buy BET or something? He's
Weather
like,
Channel?
Yeah, he bought
something
a lot of
like
stuff.
That, right, yeah.
And he's Weather, like a hugely successful business guy. And so there was one night where I had to pick up Byron Allen. He was also on a show called
Real People
back in the day. And so I grew up watching him when I was a kid. It was on Real People. And so then he's performing at the club, go and pick him up. And then when it came time to take him home... He said, hey, I don't want to go to a hotel. Let's go to a strip club together.
Ooh,
can you take me to a strip club? What's a good strip club? So I took him to, I can't remember which.
Under the Bridge.
No, I don't know what the name of it was, but it wasn't that.
Silver City.
Peepin' Tom.
And
Clubhouse.
I was supposed to go out with my friend David, who was a guitarist in my band at the time. So David meets us out there and we go to this strip club and there was the most gorgeous woman ever that was a dancer at this club. And she comes over and is talking to Byron, you know, trying, because he grabbed the attention of a lot of the women who worked there who wanted to go over and spend the night with him because they'd get good tips.
Yep.
And she was absolutely gorgeous. I mean, like one of the most stunning women I've ever seen. He paid her no attention whatsoever. She looked like Tyra Banks. She was a woman of color.
So you think he was like not interested because...
I don't know why he rejected her, but...
You know why.
But the conclusion I was led to was this is not the flavor that he is choosing on this evening.
If he goes to the Bluebell counter and there's vanilla and chocolate, he's probably...
He was choosing a different flavor.
Right.
Even though this was clearly...
Strawberry.
The best... example of a human who was in this facility.
Interesting.
The crazy thing is, I think that woman ended up with my friend David, the guitarist from my band. She, for some reason, had the eyes for him. So she goes from Byron Allen, the billionaire, to my friend David, who
but he wasn't a billionaire
barely
at the
makes
time,
rent.
Though, right?
No. Well, yeah. No, but he was successful and famous.
Sure.
But yeah, so picking up the comedians, that was the great part of that job for the 3 or 4 months that I had it.
I would feel that would be a very interesting job because Kid was in town. He had a show at Hyenas in Fort Worth and I went there Friday night and just the people who are, they're having a really good time in the audience. and they're talking back, and sometimes it may disturb other people, and you have to go over there and tell them to, you know, chill out. It's just, you never know what you're going to get in an audience at a comedy show. You just don't know.
People, right.
People want to participate, and they're, hey, have a great time. You can laugh loudly. You can even respond if they're talking to you, but when it gets a little crazy is when you have to, you're walking that fine line of, do I say something? Or do I just let them go? And usually the comedians will go, nah, they're fine. But a lot of people around, like, there was a table across the way from us where a guy just had his arms folded and he just had a scowl on his face. And it was almost like in the form of make me laugh. And I've never understood people who will go to a comedy show.
Yeah.
And not there to have a good time. Right. And just nothing. And I don't know why my eyes were fixated on him, but nothing. The opener, he was fine. He was good. But just had a scowl on his face and just didn't even want to think about laughing at the comedian. Like, why are you even here?
Yeah.
Yeah, guy.
He's a big boy, too, so I didn't say anything because I didn't want to get beat up.
Oh, but at least you had private judgments against him that you just didn't share out of your courage.
I did. Mm-hmm. I did. And I was thinking about him the majority of the weekend. Like, why is this guy not even laughing? That's just dumb. I'm there to laugh.
The other experience I remember from that was there was a comedian named Al Lubell. I wonder if he's still going. Al Lubell. And it seems like he went out to Denny's with me and my girlfriend after the show.
For little moons over my hammy?
Yeah. That was my favorite dish. That was my go-to dish, moons over my hammy.
Delicious.
And we went to, and I get this because I'm kind of the same way. There's a weird feeling after you've performed and you've been in front of a bunch of people and there's all this energy. And then there's the loneliness that happens right afterwards.
Right.
And you kind of don't want to be alone after a show. It's a weird letdown. So at the end, he's like, hey, Dan, don't take me to a hotel. You guys want to go out and get something to eat or whatever, you know? And we went out to get something to eat. And during the dinner afterwards, the, you know, late night moons over my hammy, I remember I said something and he said, man, that's really funny. I said, oh, okay. He goes, no, that's really funny. Do you mind if I use that? And I said, no, not at all. You know.
So what if he based this entire act on what you said? Yeah, and now he's all rich and famous.
You're picking up dinner, right? So
I've always wondered. I wish I could remember what the comment was, but I remember it was like impressive to me because I was like, wow, he's like a real comedian, and he just said that something I said was funny, and asked if he could use it.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's why it stands out in my mind was because of that. So he's always been in my mind because of. He's the only other one other than Byron Allen that I remember driving. But I know that I drove a lot of comedians.
In 3 months. That's cool, man. I didn't know that about you.
Yeah, it was fun. I wish I was a better employee. I wish I had worked there longer because it was an interesting place to work.
And you got fired.
And you got to see, the other thing was.
Because you didn't order the Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity.
The other thing was I didn't realize
that, at Denny's.
Oh, my bad.
That I would go and I'd watch a comedian because they'd be performing up there, you know, after you've sat everyone and you just stand in the back. And you'd watch a comedian and you'd go, God, this guy is so funny.
Mm-hmm.
Look how he just improvs this line off the crowd and says this to the heckler and then this. And I was just going, how can anybody just, I wish my mind was as fast as this guy and so at ease and everything. And then the next show, same thing.
I know.
And I'd go, wait, oh, I thought that line was improv.
I know.
I mean, I knew they had an act. But when they do a toss aside about an audience member,
yeah.
I thought that was.
And it feels like it always relates to every single audience that
I know.
They have
it
because
always
it's
works.
The same thing, it right?
Does. Like,
right.
I remember when I first saw Nanette Lee. You know Nanette Lee, right? Everybody knows her.
Yeah.
So, I remember she did this bit about, you know, she goes, oh, I'm sorry, sweetheart. I think I just spit a little bit to this woman on the front row. You know, it was right in front. And Nanette did this thing about how I think I just spat a little bit when I talk. And she had this whole riff that went after that, and I thought this was the most genius improv. And then next year,
it is genius.
I was like seeing the behind the scenes crap. It's great.
All right,
great.
Hit the signal.
That's
awesome. The wrong signal, Tipsheet.
Oh, that's later.
Yeah, Byron Allen doesn't want to hear that signal. He wants to hear this.
Yeah,
one.
His flavor of signal is this one.
not what you just played.
He was a really nice guy, and I was more than happy to take his cast offs. Fortunately, she was not interested in
oh,
that.
Oh, no.
So that was a tough
one. Oh, no. That happens. Yeah, you're more in the butter pecan kind of
yes.
range.
Yes, I wanted to butt her pecan, yes. What? What was your say?
Yeah! Hot Dogs in Paradise, next ticket. This is the